Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Yorktown High School, home of the Yorktown Lady Tigers. Class 3A, sectional 24. Sectional taking place right here. Two more games left in this sectional. Lake County gets the victory over Delta. The 6 o'clock start. Nightcap here is going to be semifinal round between the Frankton Lady Eagles, Hamilton Heights Lady Hessies, at Yorktown on a neutral floor. Mention, podcast is made possible at audiosportsonline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall, fighting internet radio access. PutMeInSports.com, 2008. Gee, thank you for tuning in. We'll mention teams on the floor right now. Hamilton Heights sporting the striped pants. Strictly striped. They're orange and white. That thicker stripes than Frankton Lady Eagles. They're also wearing the striped pants. And they're also vertical. Okay, what should be a good ball game. We'll see. Both of these teams play one another. That game took place earlier in the season. Good contest, and I'll mention, both teams on the floor lost one home game. Hamilton Heights 8-1 at home. Hamilton Heights fell December 14th. West Lafayette 63-44. I'll mention, Frankton Lady Eagles fell on January 16th. Yorktown, 47-46, the contest. Also mentioned, Hamilton Heights are 10-1 on the road to the Noblesville Millers. We'll mention the Frankton Lady Eagles are 6-4 on the road. A neutral site, Hamilton Heights, 3 wins, no losses. Frankton, 2 wins, 2 losses. 12 minutes left here in the pregame. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visitors on the scoreboard. That's going to be the Frankton Lady Eagles. Their school enrollment of 507, Class 3A, Sectional 24. Their principal is Brent Sanders. Athletic director I really enjoy, Sir Brent Grobson. What a quality guy. The athletic secretary, also very quality, Katrina Hunter. Frankton High School is located at 610 High Street, Frankton, Indiana, 46044. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-754-7879. The web, you can find them at FranktonEagles.com, where the colors, red and white, perform in the Central Indiana Conference. There are 8 teams in the Central Indiana Conference. Mentioned right now the captain's meeting right there with all 3 officials. I think it's Drew Frawley heading up the meeting right there. I tell you what, Drew Frawley, he did the first game on Tuesday. They got back Wednesday. Tremendous job. He's quite gentleman. Tipton, Indiana. And we'll mention the Central Indiana Conference, 8 teams. 4 of the 8 teams are still active sectional play. Mentioned they are Eastbrook, they're 6-1, they finished the conference 6-1. They're at the top, but just barely above Blackford. Eastbrook currently 21-2, still active. Blackford at second place, they're 6-1, 18-6 on the season, still active. Alexandria, City Tigers, 5-2, Central Indiana Conference, 18-5 overall, season has completed. Frankton, Lady Eagles, 5-2 in the conference, 17-7 overall, they are still active. Sistinawa, 3-4, conference, 12-11 overall, season has completed. Oak Hill, the Lady Golden Eagles, they're 2-5 in the conference. finished the season 11-11. Addison Grant and the Argyles are the season, I should say, 7-15 for 1-6 the Central Indiana Conference. The Elwood City Panthers, 0-7 in the conference. They finished the season at 3-20. We'll remind you the Frankton Lady Eagles are 17 wins, 7 losses, finished in 4th place in the Central Indiana Conference at 5-2. Offensively per game average, we'll mention on minus one game for each team, Frankton and Hamilton Heights. That's for Frankton, 23 game stats. Hamilton Heights, 22 game stats. We'll mention 23 games. Frankton Lady Eagles offensively reached 53 points per game. Defensively per game, only give up 35 points. That's the defensive margin. This is the head coach of the Frankton Lady Eagles, Coach Jeff Bates, working in his first season, Frankton High School, as mentioned, 17-7. So mentioned tonight's winner will advance the 3A championship here, 3A Sectional 24 at Yorktown. It'll happen tomorrow evening, the February 3rd, Saturday night, and at 7:30 tip-off. Mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights. Katie Huskies, school enrollment at Hamilton Heights, 731. Sectional 24, Class 3A. 7 in the sectional here at Yorktown. That's how they started out on Tuesday, the 30th of January. Mentioned right now it's Jay County. Jay County, they're now 22-2. The win here earlier, 6 o'clock game. Okay. Now 11-11 to Jay County, a 6 o'clock game here earlier. The Frankton Lady Eagles are 17-7 on the season going against the Hamilton Heights. The Huskies, 21-2. Mentioned Yorktown, their season has completed. 13 wins, 11 losses. Centerville, they'll 4 wins, 19 losses. Castle, 2 wins. They won losses. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School. The principal is Jared Mason. Athletic director is Kurt Alton. The athletic department manager, Lee Ann Moffitt. But you know, Hamilton Heights High School came Hamilton Heights in 1965. Previously, it was Jackson Central. Dad was a 58 graduate. I'm an 85 Husky figure. Hamilton Heights High School is located 25802 Road 19, Acadia, Indiana, 46030. Dial them up at 317-984-3551. The web, you can find them at hhscuskies.org. For the colors, orange, white, and brown. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. Presently, the Hoosier Conference, step of 9 teams. I'm going to mention the order of finish. The conference, but you know, it starts out with the East Division winner, Hamilton Heights, finished first in the conference this season, put up by Rensselaer Central out of the West Division, number 2, and number 3, Benton Central, also out of the West. Number 4, Western, the Lady Panthers, they're out of the East Division. Number 5, Central Catholic Lady Knights. They're out of the West. Number 6, Northwestern City Tigers. They're out of the East. Number 7, Twin Lake Lady Indians. Out of the West. Number 8, West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils. They're out of the West. And at number 9, Tip Blue Devils. Tip Lady Devils. Out of the East Division. Mentioned the Huskies are currently 21 wins, 2 losses on the season. Finished 4 wins, no losses in the Hoosier Conference Championship. We'll mention offensively. Offensively, per game average in 22 games, he's 8.7. About a 3-point difference. Frankton. The Lady Huskies, they give up defensively average of 32.6. Pretty close to 35 points by Frankton. Mention the head coach of the Lady Huskies. In year number 8, Hamilton Heights. That's Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 140 wins. He's 6 losses. I'll remind you, the next game on the agenda, one of these two teams will advance to tomorrow night's final championship game here, Class PA Sectional 24. See tomorrow, February 3rd, 7:30, tip-off here at Yorktown High School. So the clock rolling down, 3:40, game clock. Mentioned bringing you the game tonight is Belisa Stokes Bear, entry 21. Our Septic and Sewer out of Noblesville. He's Auto Parts. Quest Auto Parts out of Cicero. GM Auto. GM Auto, they're just west of Arcadia. In sports.com bringing you this contest. Also, Mr. Muffin's Trains right there at the south edge of Atlanta, right off of 19. Also bringing you the game tonight is Indiana Express Rentals, Penske Truck Rentals, there in Noblesville. Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, D20 South 10th Street. So there's a 3-minute buzzer. Get it down right there. We'll go back. We'll review Town Sectional. Started out like this on Tuesday night, a 7 p.m. ball game, just one game on Tuesday, Yorktown and Jay County. Jay County got the win. First game on Wednesday, the 31st, 6 o'clock start, Centerville went against the home team, Frankton, then got the win. And the second game on Wednesday, and the start, the 31st, Newcastle against Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights got the win. So they come back here on a Friday. That's today, the Groundhog Day, and I guess we're going to have a pretty good winner. Winner's about over. See, whatever you can say for that city's name. It's a difficult one. Don't write it down. You probably can't say it. Anyway, I didn't write it down. Anyway, 6 o'clock game here. A while ago here on a Friday. Also, when he gets Jay County, County got the win. They'll play tomorrow night in the 6:30 contest. I will mention tonight, nightcap, it's going to be Frankton Eagles against the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The winner will play Jay County tomorrow night. Get to hear some more. Roll with the Changes. REO Speedwagon, that came off the Tuna Fish album. Cut off the album at minutes 35 seconds. Yes, I am a big REO fan. Nobody better. Anyway, clock's rolling down. 1:08. Both teams ready to step on the floor for basketball. They're both in the huddles right now at their bench area. The 1 minute buzzer. And I'm looking for a good game here tonight. Good sectional. I'll tell you what, it was ran beautifully. Do a great job here at Yorktown High School. About everything they do. Back when, Hartley, Hunter, receiver for Hamilton Heights. My dad tells me this. Hamilton Heights was over here playing Yorktown in a football game. It was a little while ago. Doug Hartley, now a very he's got more than one so practice. But anyway, I guess that game went 6 overtime, something like that. Maybe not, but it's like every team when they got the ball, Yorktown or Hamilton Heights, they scored. Three little punting in that ball game. My dad tells me about another one at Eastern Hancock, included Rick Russell and Alan Ealy. I think that's the one that he said went 6 overtime. That's when they put the ball on the 10-yard line, and you've got 4 downs to score. And if you didn't get it done, the other team has the chance to win. Every 6 overtime at Eastern Hancock. And now at Eastern Hancock, Brian Bowen. Brian Bowen, he is the assistant principal. right there at Eastern Hancock. He's the coach at Hanover. Basketball. His mom and dad raised him well, along with Ben. Ben Bowen. And my daughter's class, my oldest daughter, Carla. So they're giving some final instructions here in the gymnasium. Say what this public address announcer is good. He's got perfect pipes. Does a great job. He does a good job of singing the national anthem. I think I mentioned the other night, sound like a Jim Neighbors. But better, if you could be better than Jim Neighbors. So going to introduce the starting lineup. We'll do the same. For the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Frankston Lady Eagles, wearing number 10. She's a senior, Emma Berry. She's averaging 18 points per game, 8.8 rebounds per game, and 3.7 assists. She throws at 81%. Also starting, number 22. She's a junior, 0.8 points per game average. That's Emma Key. Webbing number 25 for Frankston. She's a junior, 2.3 points per game average. That's Ann Curtis. Webbing number 32. She's a senior, 15.7 points per game average. That's Amaya Howard. And webbing number 30. She's a junior, 4.3 points per game average, 4.3 rebounds per game, Sophia Hoagland. We'll mention Frankston Lady Eagles. Their coach is Jeff Bates. Now, for the home team on the scoreboard, the Hamilton Heights Sea Huskies, wearing number 2, 5'6" senior, 9.6 points per game average, Ella Hickok leads the team in assists at 4.5. Wearing number 3 for the Lady Huskies, 5'6" junior, 9.1 points per game average, Katie Brown. Wearing number 10 for the Lady Huskies, 5'10" senior, 27.9 points per game average, Cameron Runner. She averages 5.9 rebounds per game. Wearing number 23 for the Lady Huskies, 5'7" senior, points per game average, Cassidy Schenkel. And wearing number 24, 5'9" senior, 5.8 points game average, Hadley Berry. The head coach for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Keegan Cherry. Minutes on the game clock. Pedal just broke up. Keegan Cherry and his team are going to go through the center circle. It's going to be two number 10s jumping it up. Being Emma Sperry, Frankton, and Cameron Runner for Hamilton Heights. Comes the toss. Drew Frawley, going to toss it up. He tossed it up on Wednesday, second game. I'll take that back, first game. Here we go. 8 minutes on the game clock. Toss is good. Straight up, kicked you back, well picked up by Frankton. In first possession in the ballgame. The dribble right side, crosses the timeline, 32, Amaya Collins. To the left side, touches the hands briefly. Masperi, they work at right side with the basketball again. Amaya Collins, to steal. In the front court, Hamilton Heights comes up with the basketball. At the steal, Cameron Runner, out top of the basketball, moving the ball around. Ella Hickok, to the left corner baseline. Cross-court skip pass, Katie Brown. Three-point shot in the air, good. Katie Brown for three, left elbow extended. Now the contest, 7:22 on the game clock. Playing from the backcourt, Lady Huskies goes high pressure in the backcourt. In the back and forth, Emma Sperry. Amaya Collins will be tipped away. Stolen, Cameron Runner, left-handed layup is good. 5-0 contest. Bring it from the backcourt again. Emma Sperry, Amaya Collins, across the timeline on the dribble. That's Sperry, working left side, back out. The hands of Amaya Collins, she'll reset the offense out top. Working right side, going to hand off. The dribble, Emma Key. Top, working the basketball again, is Emma Sperry. That behind the arc, going to dribble in. In the paint, she'll bounce down low. On the baseline, two-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot taken. At 30, Sophia Hoagland. Rebound, ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by Frankton. 6:35 on the game clock. Head nothing contest. Lady Husky's gonna some pressure. We'll relax to the front court. Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner on the dribble. Top now, Ella Hickok is going through the center circle. Dribble in. Left side, well behind the arc, Katie Brown back to Ella. Nearly a steal by Emma Key. Left side the arc, 3-point shot, good. Opposite side, right elbow extended, Katie Brown for three. Nothing contest. The Heights going to guard in the backcourt, providing pressure. Sperry passes it to the front court. Back around, ball can be tipped away and stolen. Been a foul there, a lot of friction. Katie Brown comes up with the basketball. Front court, Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner. Runner on the back pedal dribble. To the corner, Ella Hickok back to Cameron. 8:46 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Second game here this evening. On the dribble, Ella Hickok picked up a screen from Hadley Cherry. Works it left side. Four shot wouldn't go that time. Left elbow extended. Katie Brown, you go. 5.5 minutes left. Quarter, 8-0 contest. Behind the arc, 3-point shot, wouldn't go, rimmed in, rimmed out, like it was halfway down. Shot taken by Emma Key. Side the arc, 3-point shot, Cameron Runner, rims off, wouldn't go. For the rebound, Katie Brown working right there against Emma Key. It goes out of bounds, last touch at Hamilton Heights. So taking a breather in the ball game for Frank and his number 22, Emma Key. They're going to bring the ball in backcourt. Bring it to the front court. We'll mention in the ball game for Frankton is number 40, Layla Dietzer. Dietzer, she's a freshman. Ball game now, they're working down low. Shot wouldn't go in the paint. Rebound, Cameron Runner crossing the timeline. Quick a right side behind the arc. Katie Brown back to Cameron, now back to Katie. He thought about a three, but here closely is Ann Curtis. 35. 47 on the game clock. First quarter, nothing advantage for Hamilton Heights. Bring it back out top, Cassie Shakel. Right side, Katie Brown. She'll use a screen from Shakel. To Ella Hickok, back out top. Right side behind the arc, back to Ella. Her top of the circle. Regina dribble into paint. Bounce the baseline. The ball's going to nearly get stolen. The ball's going out of bounds. Ella Hickok. Sit in to Hadley Cherry. Pass it outside, short off the rim. 3-point shot where Katie Brown wouldn't go. Get down Cameron Runner. Take it to the right corner baseline. Point shot wouldn't go either. For 10 on the game clock, Hamilton Heights. Several attempts front court with offensive rebounds. Working out here, Emma Sperry. Get down low. 30, Sophia Hogan. Outside the arc, she's going to dribble in. Outside the paint, she'll dish off. 32, Amaya Collins. In the basketball there was 40, Layla Dietzer. Baseline jumper. And shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there. At 30, Sophia Hogan. But Heights with the rebound. Keegan Cherry mentioning some instructions. This possession. 35 on the game clock. Outside the arc. Elbow extended. Short off the mark. Katie Brown wouldn't go. Ball safe and going out of bounds. Sophia Hogan. Take it through the front court. They're across the timeline. Contested. Maya Collins on the dribble. They're working inside. Chest pass. Going to be tipped away and stolen. Cameron Runner. Front court of Frankton. 13 on the game clock. Cameron Runner going to dribble through the timeline. She'll hold it up right there. Just across the timeline, working against her, Lila Dietzer. Top, she'll pass it left side of Jason. Top now with a basketball, Ella Hickok. Now back to Katie Brown. From the corner, Hadley Cherry. Off court skip pass from Runner to Ella Hickok. Side out, Katie Brown. Works the right corner pass right there. Turnaround jumper near the paint. Cameron Runner couldn't get it. They hear the air ball chant. Hamilton Heights comes up with their offensive board. God wouldn't go. Baseline, trying to board it with Cameron. Front court after the rebound, Emma Sperry stops him. He's right here at the foul line to get it back to teammate Amaya Collins. To right side again. It's Easter. They work it down low. They get it to Sophia Hogan. Tries to bounce it back to Dietzer. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hamilton Heights. So substitution back in the ballgame. Taking a breather. Frankton is 25. Ann Curtis. Number 25 for Hamilton Heights. Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame. Taking a breather is number 3, Katie Brown. Kennedy Cherry, she's a 5'8" junior. We're going to be brought in from side court nearby the Hamilton Heights bench. Nearly a steal. A bounce. Good hands from Cameron Runner. 2:19 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Nothing contest. Kind of dormant for the last couple of minutes from both sides. A dribble. Top crossover. Then Dietzer. The back 32 of Maya Collins. The answer is Ella Hickok. Get left side behind the arc on the dribble. That's 22 Emma Key. Working back at 24 in the ballgame. Laney Haymaker. Franken. Her baseline jumper would go three-point land. Rebound. Corrected and a three-point shot is good. Emma Sperry with that rebound and assist. A lead Dietzer for Franken. Key contest. 1:40 on the game clock. Front court, Hadley Cherry. Back to Cameron Runner. Deep in the front court. The dribble. And it gets her. It's 22 Emma Key. We dish it back. Hadley Cherry. She go left side off the glass. Didn't use the glass. Got a good roll over the rim. 2-point bucket for Cherry. Hadley Cherry. 18 on the game clock. 10-3 ball game. 3 advantage for Hamilton Heights. There's across the timeline on the dribble. It's 2 of Maya Collins. To the left side, Emma Sperry. Full threat available. She'll pass out top. 3-point shot in the air. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Maya Collins. Go out of bounds. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. 1 minute. Straight up. Left here in the first quarter. Back in the ballgame for the Huskies is number 3, Katie Brown. Going to breathe right there and Cassidy Schagel gets a pat on the back from both coaches. And Cherry and Sin Small. A little street tie right there. Kennedy Cherry. He's going to stay in the ballgame. 1 minute. Brought in Cameron Runner. Pass to the front court. Hadley Cherry. Back to Cameron. 53 seconds left. Right side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. D. Brown back to Ella. He's going to dribble it back. Square it back up. We're going to get her. Legitzer playing well off the bench. Probably going to earn some extra minutes in this ballgame. 37 seconds left. Cameron Runner on the dribble outside the arc. He's going to dribble in the paint. And outside, Kennedy Cherry back to out top, Katie Brown. Getting elbow, Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. Being guarded right here by Emma Key. She'll dribble the lane, bring it back out. 18 seconds left. Ella Hickok. Top on the dribble, in the center circle, bring it around left side, now back out top, Cameron Runner. Runner's looking for a screen, he's going to get one from Kimmy Cherry, not going to use it. 2 seconds left, and have to get a shot away. Poor shot in the air, rims off, wouldn't go. Didn't get squared up. Took an off-balance shot after absorbing a lot of that time for that last possession. Will mentioned. After the first quarter break, Hamilton Heights 10, Frankston, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, that's Century 21, real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. Simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience, rely on knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. We're going to be brought in half court. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Hamilton Heights. Opening tip controlled by Franklin. In the front court with the basketball, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble around right there, square it up. She's working left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Bit of a double team there. A little cross court tip pass, Katie Brown. Tip pass to Ella is stolen. The distance couldn't get the layup off the glass. That was 32 of Maya Collins. Back to the corner baseline. Good. 3-point shot. Good by Hadley Cherry. Bradley Carey on the season. Betcha, she's shooting 31% for three-point land. She's now 21-65. That's going to be a 10-second violation, Hamilton Heights. Biting pressure, Frankton, and they're going to get the turnover and a timeout called by Frankton coach Jeff Bates. Get timeout. As we'll mention, bringing you tonight's ball game, Bowers Septic and Sewer. Bowers Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business, Hamilton County, since the year 2000. It started as a father and son business, now grown to a three-generation business, both residential and commercial paints and grease traps, servicing Hamilton County and surrounding counties. Then McCall, 317-339-9327. Again, that's 317-339-9327. What's going to be brought in? Front court, Hamilton Heights. Miss Sherry tosses it slightly to the backcourt. Ella Hitchcock in the front court now on the dribble. 7:14 on the game clock. They're working in. Eight right there. Cameron running. Back to Hadley. Now back to Ella. Now back to Cameron. Now back Hadley. Sherry with the basketball. Cross court skip past Katie Brown. Moving in around the perimeter. On the dribble. Out top. Ella Hitchcock. Pass it back deep behind the arc. Cameron runner. She'll square it up. Bounce pass. Left side. Ella Hitchcock. Gonna work it in the paint. Hadley Sherry. Side out, shot and go. 3-point land. It's Katie Brown. 42 on the game clock. Second quarter. 13-3. Lady Huskies by 10 on the dribble. Bounce it down low from Emma Key. Be tipped out of bounds. I have Sherry gonna stay in the front court. Frankson. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Be brought in right there by the Frankston Lady Eagles. Looking to get it in, looking, going to toss it in tall to Emma Sperry in the paint. She'll take a shot. How do you get it? Emma Sperry going to earn two shots at the foul stripe. Keegan Cherry might have been wanting an over the back call. Emma Sperry, I say, well, I don't have tall Frankston Lady Eagles are, but I think Emma Sperry is the tallest on Frankston's team from what I see here. She's a good player. Shot is good from Sperry. Sperry shooting 81%. The foul strike. Minus one game. If I wasn't, she'd be 53-65 on the season. Throw it up once again. Second shot up and also good. 6:29 on the game clock. 13-5. Hamilton Heights by 8. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Cameron Runner. Dribble it outside. Slow dribble. Work it right side behind the arc, Katie Brown. Scores tip pass. Dangerous pass. And as the dangerous pass is tipped out of bounds, but Hitchcock went up trying to catch that ball. And 30, Sophia Hoagland made it difficult. Hitchcock will have to touch it. It's going to belong to Frankton. They'll bring it in three-quarter court. But Sperry, going to toss it in. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. Aya Collins. Step for dribble. She'll work at left side. Back around 25, Ian Curtis. Shot off the mark from the corner baseline. Point shot opportunity. That was 22. Emma Key and Cameron Runner goes the distance off the glass. Left side of the board on the layup. One bucket good for Runner. 15-5. Stolen in the backcourt. Hamilton Heights providing pressure. The glass couldn't get it. Cameron Runner here for the putback is Ella Hitchcock. 5:42 on the game clock. Going to call a timeout right here. We're going to end to a Lady Eagle on the floor right there near the center court line. 5:42 on the game clock. I'll change to her, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts. Located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. And that's 317-984-4931. Are a locally owned automotive parts store. Purchase and serve means auto parts. Cicero. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. GM Auto LLC. They're looking for that good mechanic. Look no further. AGM, to be that good mechanic you're looking for. Well, off the surface right there, going to occur to the trainer's apartment, and that is Emmett Sperry. Emmett Sperry wears number 10. Oh, gone. I was hoping, was wanting to see her play. I'm sure she was wanting to play. And she might be an ankle or a leg injury. I mentioned GM Auto. They do classic car restoration. And we'll talk about them in a moment. So actual basketball going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Thanks, sure in the backcourt, Hamilton Heights providing. Looking forward to Ian Curtis. Working the right side, 24, Laney Haymaker. It'll be a steal. A steal from Cameron Runner. Go off the glass. So get the bucket. She'll earn one first shot at the foul stripe. We'll whistle. That foul's going to be whistled on 24. Laney Haymaker, they say. And they set Ann Curtis on the PA. At the foul stripe is Cameron Runner shooting 93% foul stripe. 3-point play opportunity wouldn't go. Track down her own rebound. Looks like it could have been a jump ball. No jump ball. It's away and picked up by Frankston. To Emma Keys. In the front court throwing the ball around right there. Out top now. Top of the circle. Amaya Collins guarded loosely by Cameron Runner. Quick a right side, find the arc. She'll dribble in. That's 22 in the key. Bounce pass is stolen by Cameron Runner. Tosses it to Ella Hickok. Hickok to the free throw lane. So whistle the foul. Oh, they're going to whistle this foul on Frankton. That's going to be the second foul on Frankton in the second quarter. One thus far on the Heights here in the quarter. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to toss it in. Out behind the arc, Katie Brown. Now back out top, Ellie Hickok. Back to Katie. In the right side, Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in. Best pass nearly stolen. Finally picked up right there by Ellie Hickok. She's carrying it back out center circle. She'll dribble in. Cameron Runner back to Hadley. Corner baseline. Pass back out top, Cameron Runner. They're dribble in the paint, left right-handed layup is good. Cameron Runner for two. 21-5, Hamilton Heights, 16. Across the timeline, left-handed dribble. 5, Ann Curtis. Bring it back around, 32, Amaya Collins. Bring it back out, so we set the offense. 4:30 to 4:20 here in the second quarter. Dribble baseline. Going to bounce it back out. That was 40, Layla Deeser. Shot off the mark, shot wouldn't go. Taken there by 30, Sophia Hogren. Front court, Hamilton Heights slow the tempo just a bit. 4:05 left. The second quarter, Cameron Runner. D. Brown, a back out point guard, Ella Hickok. The pass it down low, alley-oop pass. Cameron Runner for two, a nice alley-oop pass. Ella Hickok well beyond the arc to the front court. 23-5, Lady Huskies by 18. The arc, 3-point shot, good. Franklin, Lady Eagles, that's 22. A key on the season, shooting 32% behind the arc. Say 30% is a good percentage. 3-point land, 26 on the game clock. We're going to see the baseline. Opposite way, they'll bounce it in. They'll get it into Cassie Shakel. They'll get it to Hadley Cherry. He carries a shot in the paint. Couldn't get the bucket. They got fouled. In the act of shooting, Hadley Cherry going to shoot two. Fouls whistle on Frankton, 22 in the key. She has one. Foul number three. Hadley Cherry, two shots, first one short off the rim. Hadley Cherry on the season shooting 58%. Cassie Shakel going to take a breather back in the ballgame. The Lady Huskies, number 25. junior class member, Kennedy Cherry. Abby Cherry, second shot, and good. Back end of a two-shot foul, Cherry, that's Abby Cherry. 3-17 left. 24-8. Front court to the corner. Pass to handle. Going to go out of bounds. Then the ball game for Franklin. Number 12, Mari Turner. Mari Turner in the ball game. She's a senior class member. Take that back. Number 12, that's Lamari Turner. She's a freshman. She's a freshman, and she's got some athletic ability. Bates in the ball game with her second quarter. Top three-point shot going to be blocked. The shot was taken by Katie Brown. Rebound collected by Ella Hickok. Shot in the paint and wouldn't go. In the front court now, across the timeline, 32 of Maya Collins. Move. They go outside the arc. Three-point shot in the air. Good. Again, it's 22 in the key. Point shot. Good. 32% behind the arc for Emma Key. Still working back around. Right side. He ran out top. Hadley Cherry to the corner. He gets to Cameron Renner. She'll dribble in. Baseline jumper. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Emma Key. Keegan across the timeline at the dribble paint. 16 on the game clock. She'll dribble in to the baseline. Point shot. Rims around. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 30. Thea. Franklin, rebound, Franklin. Franklin with the rebound. And they'll get a third rebound, and a bucket will go in. That is a bucket. Freshman, Terry Turner. It'll be a timeout. Hamilton Heights wants to talk this over. With 2:01 left, 24, Lady Husky, I-11. And we'll mention AGM Auto. AGM Auto bringing this contest to you. Do classic car restoration. If you got a car or a truck sitting in an old barn, maybe not even a tarp over it, bring that into AGM Auto. They'll help you out. I'll also mention AGM Auto are now located at West Arcadia, Indiana. 6660 166th Street. Open daily Monday through Friday, a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LC. And dial them up at 317-984-5283. Again, that's 317-984-5283. You can bring the ball in. Wilson Heights. We brought in Cameron Runner. Looking to get it in to Ella Hickok. Uncontested. Bring it to the timeline. 2:01 left during the second quarter. The Huskies 24. Lady Eagles 13. The dribble to the timeline. She'll cross it at a soft pace. Ella Hickok. And the ball back off. Cameron Runner back to Ella. Working the basketball. You can clean up the screen there from Hadley Cherry. Katie Brown. Now to Cameron Runner. Point shot from the right corner baseline. Rims out. Go. They're going to whistle the foul in the backcourt. Handling the basketball there with 22 in the key. Going to be a mild foul. It's just a mild foul. They're going to call this on Teddy Cherry. Not a whole lot of bump right there. Might have been a slow reach in. Be the first foul in the ball game on Kennedy. Clock rolling, 1:40. Hamilton Heights providing pressure. Dribble across the timeline. McKee, backside. Cameron Runner picked up in the front side. Kennedy Cherry. Go to the corner baseline. And move. Cameron Runner. Going to get called for a double dribble. But she knew it. 26 on the game clock. We'll mention it. Cameron Runner will play her college basketball next year. She'll start at Evansville. But she'll start, but she may. Evansville Purple Aces. 22 on the game clock. Cross court pass. To the side. Ann Curtis. Away on the pass from Cameron Runner. Going to be the last hit. They're going to take his last touch. By Franklin. Ball's going to stay in the front court with the Lady Huskies. 1:13 on the game clock. 24-13. Team 11-point advantage. They're working in the paint. Alley-oop pass. Shot wouldn't go for Cameron. Huskies with the rebound. Staying out top behind the arc. Cameron Renner straight away. She'll bounce right side. Get to Katie Brown. 1 minute left. The paint. Going to pass out of it. Hadley Sherris will dribble in. Left-handed floater in the paint. Got it. Left-handed floater. Harry Bird-esque. One shot good for Hadley Sherris. 26-13. The Huskies by 13. 42 seconds left. Trying to pass it across the timeline. Going to be a foul whistle. The Lady Huskies. Pass made by Ian Curtis. It's going to be the third foul on Hamilton Heights here in the second quarter. Also, Frankston Lady Eagles have three. 41.2 left. Going to be brought in side court in the front court. Frankston brought in right there. Emma Key on the dribble. 32, Amaya Collins. Top of the basketball. She'll work it left side to Emma. Right behind the arc. We're going to do the free throw line. Back out to Collins. She'll launch a three. Rim off. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Katie Brown dribbling across the timeline. To back Cameron Runner, back to Ella Hickok. Jack on the back pedal dribble. 15 seconds left. The Huskies can square up for this shot. We're going to out top right now, calling out the directions. It's Ella Hickok. He passed it out top. Well, she'll pass it, he'll dribble right, she'll work in. Cameron Runner to the corner. Katie Brown, three-point shot is good. In the second quarter, slaps the deal is over, and we'll mention for the first half. What's the height? 29-14. Do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Varsity Sports since 2008. Thank you support to convey high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Ball in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devil basketball. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. Going to be a game tomorrow. Tipton will be at Shenandoah. It'll be a 1:30 varsity contest. If you want to tune in, put me in work. We'll be there. Also, bringing you tonight's contest, Mr. Muffin's Train. Mr. Muffin's Train, they're right there on State Road 19 up in Atlanta, Indiana. If you're a kid, or if you're still a kid at heart, be more than amazed. Mr. Muffin's Train. Model trains. Fully functioning online availability. Model train pieces and parts. You can reach them by telephone at 765-292-2022. And that's 765-292-2022. It's Mr. Muffin's Train, plural.com. They're located 28801 State Road 19. They're in Suite 30. Mr. Muffin Train. Also, bringing you tonight's contest is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. If you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high quality choice, away, you can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, located at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-3800. Again, that number is 317-773-3800. Have up to 26-foot box trucks available in a truck with a Tommy lift, and sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals, their hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Truck rentals. In Penske alone, any possible concerns away from any travel. Indiana Rentals in Noblesville. And also bringing you tonight's contest is Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online. NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Stop in for only to browse around. Okay, at 1720 Street, LaVille, Indiana. Okay, awards, plaques, turnaround, prices are low. So low, you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 Street, LaVille, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. Their number is 317-773-7391. That's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Also, we'll mention here this evening, talk about the last 3A. A final rankings. These are the final rankings 2023-24 season. And I will mention top 14 listed here. Mention it's number one. The state presently is Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Currently 21 wins, 2 losses. 3A, sectional 24. They're right here at Yorktown. Halftime, Hamilton Heights 29. Mention the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are also listed at number 11. That's in the final poll, all 4 classes. That's in the whole state of Indiana. The Huskies listed at number 11. For 2 in Class 3A, Thorwell Lady Knights. It'll be a tough out, this Class 3A competition. Currently 18-4, Class 3A, Sectional 23, they are at the McConaughey Sectional. Overall, in the state of Indiana, Thorwell is listed at number 13. A couple of tough teams there, and I'm going to mention another one. Number 3 in Class 3A, Salil Central, Lady Bombers, currently 22-1. Class 3A, Sectional 22, they're at Twin Lakes High School. Twin Lakes has a loaded sectional. 5 of the teams are out of the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers. All 4 classes, state of Indiana, they are number 18. We'll mention number 4 this week. Top 14 listed. Final poll, though. This is the final poll. There will not be another one. The tournament goes on. At number 4, it's Gibson Southern of the Lady Titans. 19-4. They're in sectional 32, and their sectional is happening. Gibson Southern High School. Number 5, it's Greensburg Lady Pirates. 18-4. Sectional 29, playing their sectional at Lawrenceburg High School. At number 6 this week, Indian Creek. Indian Creek, the Lady Braves. They were at number 1 for 2 or 3 weeks. Currently 18-4. Sectional 26. Playing their sectional at Owen Valley High School. We'll also mention Indian Creek. Overall ranking, state of Indiana, all 4 classes, Indian Creek at number 20. There's 4 Class 3A teams are very, very good in all 4 classes. We'll also mention at number 7, Benton Central, the Bison. Currently 22-3 and sectional 22 at Twin Lakes. Number 8, Missville Memorial, Lady Tigers. 20-3 on the season. 22 is the sectional they belong to. That's at Gibson Southern. Number 9, Scottsburg Lady Warriors, 19-4, sectional 30, are at Charlestown. Charlestown sectional, Hamilton Heights started out the season in Charlestown. Number 10 this week, Washington Lady Hatchets, sectional 31, they're 19-4. And they're performing at the South Ridge Sectional. At number 11, Eckerd, the Lady Panthers. 16-5 on the season. It did fall out of the sectional. Best game, couldn't get it. Twin Lakes got them with sectional 22 and Twin Lakes playing the sectional on their home court. We'll mention there are three teams tied. Tied at number 12, that'll finish our top 14. At number 12, West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils. The Red Devils, I tell you what, they can get hot. Shoot the ball well. They're shooting the ball well. Difficult to beat them, especially if you're shooting 28%. Team playing against them. Western Lady Panthers, 16-5. Sectional 22. They're playing their sectional at Twin Lake. We'll mention Jay County. Jay County Patriots. The Lady Patriots, you saw them in game one. Here's just a bit ago. 21-2. Sectional 24 here at Yorktown. Play tomorrow night. 7:30 in the championship game. Center here. Hamilton Heights or Franklin be their opponent. The final team here in the top 14, Belmont. Lady Braves. Belmont Lady Braves. 18-7. That's 3A sectional 23. McConaughey, the Lady Braves. Another good team. Lady Braves. Belmont is the host regional almost every year. Last year and the year before. I get ready. Start up here in the second half. 5 seconds on the intermission clock. Ball's going to be brought in by Frankton. Frankton Lady Eagles, of course, be tossed in by 32, Amaya Collins. To receive it, Curtis, nope, it's going to be Emma Key. Back to Allen. Collins in the front court. Loosely guarded by Cameron Runner. 29-13, Lady Huskies in front. The dribble, right side, going to work it back out center. Or the right side on the dribble. She gets the opportunity to start. Half, yeah, that's a deep foot. Back in, off the glass. Out wouldn't go. Out in there by 25. Curtis. The Vikes in the front court. Cameron Runner tries to make a quick pass to Ella Hickok. Fingertips and right there into the Husky bench. So turnover in the book, Hamilton Heights, will be brought in deep in the backcourt on the side court. That's the furthest you can get away from the bucket. That's in. McKee going to bounce pass. She's trying to get the ball back. It's Amaya Collins. Trying to nail a jump stop there at the center court line. 25 Ian Curtis. Drug that extra set foot. Going to be a time, a turnover right there in the book for Frankton. 7:21 left here in the third quarter. In the front court now on the dribble, Ella Hickok. Right side passes, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner nearly a turnover there on the steps. Works a cross court pass, Katie Brown picks up the dribble back to Cameron in front of the scores bench. 7:03 left in the third quarter. Abby Sherry gonna bounce it down low, trying to find Captain Schaefer. Gonna change a call here, maybe. Say if Frank's involved. A couple of officials getting together, talking it over. They're gonna say ball belongs to Hamilton Heights. So Coach Jeff Bates is not happy. Both officials agree, and they give the ball back to the Huskies. Corner baseline. Three-point shot short off the rim. Has a cherry. Rebound out of there. Going the other direction. And to Emma Key. Emma Key goes drive in. They're going to call a blocking foul. Kind of a late whistle. I call that a Polaroid. If you take a Polaroid at something, the right to look at it and make the call. I call that more often in baseball about pitches. But anyway, going to be tossed in. Frankton, deep in the front court, picked up by Emma Key. Crossover dribble through the lane. Quarterback free throw line, trying to make the pass, tipped away. Picked up by Hamilton Heights, Ella Hickok in the front court. She Shakel. Corner, Katie Brown. 3-point shot good. Katie Brown has her third 3-point shot in the contest. 25 on the game clock. 32-13, Lady Huskies in front. The dribble there, Maya Collins. Pass out top. Moving around. In the corner, they're working the basketball. Layla Geeser. Working cross-court skip pass to Amaya. At Collins. To right to elbow extended. Now out top. Three-point shot in the air. Moves around and falls in. Off the backboard. Comes off the bench. Layla Geeser for three. That's number 40. High 52 on the game clock. 32-16. Lady Huskies in front. Well, Hickok on the dribble, picked up a screen from Hadley Sherry. Backpedal dribble, center circle. In that basketball, back to Hadley. Upside. Hadley's going to get the ball back to Ella. Give her a new dribble. 5:33. They're working elbow. Right side, Hadley Sherry. She'll bring it back out on the dribble. To Ella. First screen. Asked for one. Didn't get one. Hadley Sherry out top. Near the center circle. Going to hold the basketball, looking for defense. Coming out to play defense is Layla Geeser. 5:12 on the game clock. Third quarter. About the baseline, Cassie Schakel. Two-point shot good. Schakel's first shot goes in. Cassie Schakel on the season shooting 53%. Two-point land. To save the ball from going out of bounds, Jeff Bates thought it did go out of bounds. By Cassie Schakel, works it up ahead. Katie Brown layup, two-point bucket. 6-16. The Huskies in front. Going to cross the timeline of Maya Collins. Stepper dribble. Scored skip pass. Emma Key. The legs. Well, she can dribble. Go baseline. Pass. Couldn't quite handle it. Going to go off the baseline. Going to be out of bounds. So Maya Collins is going to get a breather. She'll take a breather. Back in the ballgame for Frankton. 12. Bari Turner. Freshman. Going to play out top, left side on the zone. The right side of the basketball. Top right now, Katie Brown, Ella Hickok. Working down low, Cameron Runner, reverse layup. Right-handed on the left side, couldn't get it. Most of the rim underneath. 6-16. Front corner, Emma Key, three-point shot off the glass. Comes out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Ashley Schakel. Across the timeline on the dribble, Cameron Runner. Crossovers, they're going to paint. Take a fadeaway jumper in the paint, shot wouldn't go. 6-16, the Huskies in front. 53 on the game clock. Looking in the front court. One shot in the air, rims off. Wouldn't go. Couldn't get that one. That was Layla Dietzer. She's 1-for-2, 3-point land. Outside the arc. A Hickok. 3-point shot good. Tight boat extended. Shot good for Ella Hickok. 39-16. We're missing in the ballgame. The ballgame right there, leading Huskies. Taking photographs is Bob Cross. PhotoCrossPhotography.com. Spell photo. O-T-O. PhotoCrossPhotography. Check it out. You see some good pictures all across the nation. 3:25 on the game clock. Elbow. Around jumper, rims around, falls in. Credit the bucket. It's in Ian Curtis. Point bucket is 39-18. Huskies in the front court. The dribble, work a right side, Katie Brown. Move laterally around the perimeter. She gets to have the chair, she'll dribble the lane. A two-point shot wouldn't go. A 12-footer. Rebound out of there, Frankton. Credit the board, 30, Sophia Hoagland. Dribble baseline. Get back out. Key. Trying to find teammate at their teacher, and it goes out of bounds. 2:51 on the game clock. A timeout called by Frankton. Frankton Eagles. And we'll mention Central Indiana Conference. Two games happened on Tuesday the 30th. Matanaqua 50. Sistinawa 49. That was in overtime. Mention also, Central Indiana Conference, Tuesday, Eastbrook, 5, Elwood, 16. The Wednesday in the Central Indiana Conference, the 31st, there were four games, Vermont, 42, Oak Hill, 31. Franklin, the Lady Eagles, 59, Centerville, 19, to the Class 3A Sectional 24 right here for Tim. Also, Blackford, 57, Tipton, 13, Pell, 50, Alexandria, 36. Games happening tonight. We know about them. Indiana Conference games happening tonight. 7:30, Frankston in Hamilton Heights. That's a Yorktown. We know that. PM, Madison Grant against Eastbrook. Game is likely over. That's at Elwood High School. And Eastern is going against Blackford in nightcap at Elwood. Likely that game is about past in the third quarter also. 2:51 left. Third quarter brought in. Backcourt, Abby Sheridan, Ella Hickok. Dribble across the timeline. Work it out top. Might have got away with the hesitation dribble there. We're going to back around to Kennedy Carey in the ballgame. She'll dribble the lane. Brush on the arm on the shot. No call. Goes out of bounds. And I heard an air ball. And yeah, I'd air ball too if I got my arm hit. Anyway, put in from the backcourt. Across the timeline, Emma Key. 2:32 left. Bounce it right side, and Curtis. Back turn, now back to Curtis. Working back around, skip pass. I had the D-turn. Now back out top, move the basketball, Emma Key. Working against her, it's Kennedy Cherry. High dribble. Going to get away with that one, and it's going to be a steal. The front court, Ella Hickok. Gets it to Kennedy Cherry. Now back to Cameron Runner. To back out, Abby Sherry, Cameron Runner, long three-point shot in the air, rims off, wouldn't go. 59, rebound, Kennedy Cherry to Ella Hickok to Cameron. Cameron with the basketball, Ella Hickok outside the arc. Back out top, they'll reset the offense, Abby Sherry. Ella Hickok, bring it back out. I see walking back in, Emma Sperry. Out of the locker room, she's going to join her team here at the bench area. Has her uniform on. 33 on the game clock. They'll bounce it down low, off the glass, two-point bucket. Cameron Runner. 26 left, third quarter, 41-15. The Huskies in front. The timeline on the dribble. Number 12, Turner. Looking around the perimeter. They'll work it down low. Basketball, Sophia Hoagland. Side out, three-point shot. Comes off, wouldn't go. That shot taken by Dietzer. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Ball game for the Huskies. Number 12, Cameron Roten. Side the arc, three-point shot good. Ella Hickok for three. 55 seconds left. 34-18. Crossing the timeline is Turner. Bounce it. In her ground right there, Sophia Hoagland. In the paint, Emma Sperry off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Down Cameron Runner. Foul in the backcourt. They're going to whistle this on Frankton. Number 12, Lamari Turner. And back in the ballgame for Frankton is going to be number 30, Hoagland. Taking a breather. I take that back. Sophia Hoagland going to take a breather. In the ballgame, 32, Amaya Collins. Across the timeline, dribble pace right there, Ella Hickok. Left side, Kennedy Cherry back out top. Ella Hickok to Kennedy. And he hasn't taken a lot of three-point shots. He's going to bounce pass. Going to be stolen. And Maya Collins. Front court Turner's going to take a three. The glass wouldn't go. Rebound, Ella Hickok. Cameron Roten now back to Ella. She'll pick up the pace in the front court. Side the arc, Kennedy Cherry going to dribble in. Side the arc, Cameron Roten now out top. Hadley Cherry. Side Cameron Runner going to dribble from the paint. Finger roll. Cameron Runner for two. 2 seconds left. To get the ball in, they will. Amaya Collins and the buzzer was down. The third quarter is complete. At the end of three quarters, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 46, Lady Eagles 15. Mention happening in the Hoosier Conference. Your conference this week, this is what happened. Your conference in sectional play. Tuesday the 30th, two games, West Lafayette, 69, Rupert, 18, Central Catholic Knights, 71, Seager, 35. On Wednesday, the 31st, there were five games. Twin Lakes, the Lady Indians, 54, Western, 46. Benton Central, 61, Montgomery, 19. Northwestern, 57-5, Hamilton Heights, 64, Newcastle, 9, and Blackford, 7, Tipton, 13. And here in a minute, we'll talk about your conference. Game night tonight, there are 5 games. We'll mention those in a minute. 2, going to be brought in. Fourth quarter, alternate possession arrow, due to the Lady Huskies. Javi Cherry, half court, going to bring it in. At the back court, Ellie Hickok. Walking across the timeline to the left side, Kennedy Cherry. Top again, Ella Hickok. Back side, Cameron Roten to Ella. 7:48, working the basketball. Cross court, a skip pass, Kennedy Cherry. Out top, Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten going to take a 3. Cameron Runner out top. Cameron Roten from the right corner baseline. Shot wouldn't go. 7:34 on the game clock. In the front court, on the dribble, Maya Collins. Maya Collins couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound, walking that tightrope on the baseline with Kennedy Cherry. 20 on the game clock. Ella Hickok now out top. Cameron Runner. Around the perimeter, Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten going to bring it back out. Going to go to the baseline corner with it. Javi Cherry, she'll bounce it. Kane, shot off the glass, wouldn't go. Ella Hickok, 2-point shot, wouldn't go. 7:03 on the game clock. Amaya Collins, behind the arc, working left side, Ann Curtis. She's going to work it back to Turner. Turner's going to keep the ball. Nearly stolen, now Cameron Renner will get the steal. Turner's going to reach in, get the foul, losing basketball. So whistle this on Turner. Lamari Turner picks up her second in the contest. Katie Brown back in the game. They're going to call timeout. I'm out on the floor. And they're going to call. See what they're going to call here. We'll mention who's your conference. The conference tonight, Friday night. I hear, and I'm we'll mention games happening. Rensselaer Central, Lady Bombers at 6:30. Going against West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. That's at Twin Lakes. Rensselaer Central received the bye first round, the only Hoosier Conference team to do so. The clock tonight, Twin Lakes Lady Indians and Central Bison at Twin Lakes. Northwestern Lady Tigers, 7:30 start. Belmont Lady Braves at McConaughey. Earl Lady Cougars, Central Catholic Lady Knights at Delphi. The 6 o'clock game. And right here at 7:30, Frankston and Hamilton Heights at Yorktown. 6:45 on the game clock. Top of the basketball, Ella Hickok. Bo Dribble working around the perimeter. They're showing the zone right there. Defense, Frankston, Lady Eagles. Out top, Hickok. To right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Right there against Turner. The handle for a minute, regathered it back, and now the ball stolen. Cameron Runner back to the basketball. Out top of them. Point shot, a 3-point shot, good. Frankton, Emma Key. Key for 3. 6-21, Lady Huskies in front. We're running a dribble across the timeline at a walk pace. She's going to go stationary dribble out near the center circle. Get defense to come out and play her. Here comes Amaya Collins. Forced to issue. Katie Brown, back and forth. Out closer to the center line. Cameron Runner. Runner's going to walk out. Cameron Runner going to dribble right side. She's going to go to the corner with it. Ella Hickok, she'll bring it back out. 5:58 on the game clock. 36-21. The Huskies in front. Bounce pass. Elbow right side. Cameron Roten. Back to Katie Brown. The Cassie Shakel in the corner. Back to Katie Brown. Now back out top. Inner circle dribble. Right there is Ella Hickok. Way out top, here comes Amaya Collins to force the issue. Working left side, Katie Brown. Cross court skip pass, Cameron Runner out of the scores bench. The front court, hit against her. 22, Emma Key. The dribble by her, go baseline. Bounce it back to Cassie Schaefer, and it's stolen. Amaya Collins. So Cameron Runner, 2 turnovers and 2 possessions. 4:55 on the game clock. The dribble, maybe that way the double dribble, put it back down. And that ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Amaya Collins. Eagles in the ballgame. He is 24, Laney Haymaker. And we'll mention coming out of the ballgame for Franklin, 22, Emma Key. So taking a breather is Ian Curtis. Hamilton Heights, another sub. We'll get just that in a minute. In the paint off the glass, could get the bucket. He'll shoot two. Cameron Runner. In the ballgame for Franklin is number 30, Sophia Hoagland. Number 12, Lemire Turner. Also in the ballgame, 24, Laney Haymaker. Shot for Cameron wouldn't go. Get some encouragement by the other four. Cameron Runner, the only Husky on the lane at the free throw stripe. The shot is good. Also in the ballgame for Franklin, Aya Collins. She'll bring across the timeline, pick up a screen. 30, Sophia Hoagland. So in the ballgame is Layla Dietzer. She gets the basketball, right side, behind arc. Work it back out to Amaya Collins. Stationary dribble outside, being guarded there by Cameron Runner. 4:15 on the game clock, fourth quarter. They're dribbling the lane. Two-point shot, good. Amaya Collins dribbled the lane, covered up the basketball, brought it back out, and hit a 12-footer right in the paint. Point bucket good for Collins. 47-23. The Huskies in front. 2:56 on the game clock. Cameron Runner, right side near the Husky bench. Full threat, she'll dribble left in the lane. Kick it back out. Ella Hickok, crossover dribble. Here, reach-in foul. Going to get Ella Hickok. Going to get the basketball from the backside. That's a difficult task. He knocked the ball free from the backside. He got some quick hands. Maya Collins couldn't get it done that time. Maya Collins has played the whole game. Finally picked up her first foul. Plays a clean ball game. Dribble the lane right there. Cameron Runner. The glass right side. Point bucket. Runner. 9:23. Lady Huskies in front. 3.5 minutes left. Fourth quarter. Out top. Three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Aya Collins go out of bounds. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. So Lady Huskies going to bring in from the backcourt. Ella Hickok to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to cross the timeline at a trot pace. Just blow it up in the front court. 9:23 Lady Huskies. 3:16 left. Top back to Ella Hickok. See, Cherry is going to enter the ball game. And after this foul call, a foul in the front court called against Franklin. She's going to sub come in also. Fouls whistled on 32, Amaya Collins. He has two. The ball game, Emma Key back in the game for Franklin. Also in the game is number 34, Macy Curtis. Macy Curtis, she's a sophomore. She's 2.6 per game. Brought in left of the bucket on the baseline, Katie Brown. Guarded by Turner. Tall pass deep in the front court, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Cross in. She's going to go outside the paint. The glass. By the right-handed layup. 2 points for Cameron. She won 23. 2:57 on the game clock. On the dribble. Crossover. Going to be a reach-in foul. Cameron Runner trying to pick up the steal. Kept the basketball there. She's going to get called for a foul. And her fingers caught in the cookie jar. Take that back. They're going to call this foul on Franklin. They're going to call that on Turner. Timeout on the floor. See Taylor Harley into the ball game during the timeout. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll also mention. Hey, what? Clip ball last weekend. Got this written down as a human interest story. Last week, the AFC Divisional Championship, as last Sunday, had 55 million viewers. That's 17% more than last year's AFC Divisional Championship. Keep in mind, that's about a three-hour game. If you say what, the Kelsey, see the tight end, but he scores a touchdown or he catches a good pass, go up in the booth. To show a lady by the name of Taylor Swift. I caught this on, I think, NFL Radio. Now, Taylor Swift, in last week's game, 17 seconds airtime, and that's quite a bit of time. I'm wondering why. I'm also mentioned Super Bowl, average ticket price, up next Sunday, $9,800. Bobus ticket price, $100. Wow. Watch it on TV. 2:46 on the game clock. In the front court, Ella Hickok. It's at Kennedy Cherry. Dribble across the circle. Get it back to Katie Brown. Back to Ella. Going to get it back to Taylor Harley. Top. Taylor Harley. Guard right there. 24. Lainey Haymaker and Harley are matched up. Cameron Roten. Dribbles baseline. Kicks it back out. Katie Brown. Back to Ella Hickok. Hickok going to be Steph. Right there, being guarded by Layla Geacher. 2:15 left here in the fourth quarter. 1:23, the Huskies in front. Cross-court baseline pass, going to get it outside the arc. Cameron Roten, she'll dribble baseline. Get to the other baseline, Taylor Harley. Ella Hickok, now Katie Brown outside. To Ella Hickok, she'll take control of the basketball near the center circle. In the stationary dribble, getting against her again is Layla Geacher. Back to Katie Brown, she'll dribble in. Puts it back out, Cameron Roten on the dribble. Hand off to Kennedy Cherry. She'll dribble the paint. Back outside, Ella Hickok. The dribble. By side, Katie Brown. Hamilton Heights not looking for a shot. 1 minute, 30 seconds left. Quarter. We're going to back out deep in the front court. Right there by Keith. Going to back around right there with the basketball. Eric King right there. He'll call a timeout. Coach Keegan Cherry is going to get a couple subs in the ballgame. He was calling a 30. Subs in for Frankton. See Presley Cherry take her overshirt off. She'll check in. Also taking her overshirt off, here is Nora Rieger. Nora Rieger wears number 5. Presley, 20. Both freshmen. 19 on the game clock. Going to have a short timeout right there. 30-second timeout. 1:19 left. 30 seconds. Huskies call another one. So, the team check there, but I'm checking in the game, and Steven Cherry knew that he needed another timeout to check in. Final substitution before the first buzzer sound. A lot of folks might not have realized that, and I think that's what happened. Well done. Coach Keegan Cherry, pretty good coach. That's an understatement. 1:11 left. Be a foul out top near the center court line. Be a push. And Taylor Harley is going to shoot free throws. Taylor Harley, she's a junior class member. She's shooting 40. Step back, she's time at the stripe this season. Shot up and good. So she's 100% on the season. She's 1 for 1. She'll get one more, and there are all ones. 1:11 left on the scoreboard. Short off the mark would go. Rebound fought for Rieger. Boy, Rieger picks up the board. So back to Cameron Roten. Back to Rieger. Bring it back out. Left-handed dribble. Now right. Boy, Rieger, quite athletic. She'll dribble in. She'll go to the corner with it. It'll be a reach-in foul. They're going to whistle this on Hank. They whistle on 40. Layla Dietzer. She's going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. She came off the bench. I think the sixth lady. She's been in the ballgame pretty much ever since. First shot wouldn't go for Nora Rieger. That was Nora Rieger's first foul shot of the season. Let's see if she can hit the second one. For Rieger, she dribbles. Second shot up and good. So she got the back end of a two-shot foul. Taylor Harley got the front end of a two-shot foul. 53-23. See how she's in front. 50 seconds left. Front court with the basketball. Lady Eagles. She's her on the dribble. Cross over, she'll enter the paint. Take a shot, she'll earn two shots. Nope, they're going to call it on the floor. Call it foul before the shot on the floor. Foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Huskies. Bowles with them. Vivian Lynch in the ballgame. She's going to guard the inbound. She's got one. Bring it in and bring it back out top. Teacher. He tried to get it back and does to Macy Curtis. Down low on the baseline. Lost the handle. Stace Lindsay in the ballgame. To the front court, Cameron Roten. 25 seconds left. Nora Rieger out top. He'll dribble right behind the arc. See Cherry. They'll work the ball back around. They'll work it down inside. Vivian Lynch back to Nora Rieger. 12 seconds left. She stands. Fans are standing. 7 seconds left. Top to the center circle. Back around. 2 seconds. Nora, they're going to end up the basketball right there. They'll hand it off to the official. And that's going to be... Hey, Drew, right here. Hey, good job. So, we'll mention final score, Hamilton Heights, 53, Frankton, 23. Hamilton Heights will advance to tomorrow night's final. They'll play Jay County. It'll be the second time both teams have played one another. And then see what happens. But anyway, tomorrow night, be Hamilton Heights and Jay County. Both teams have an overall record of 22-2. Well, that's going to be something to look at. Hope you can make it. If you can't, put me in sports. We'll be here. And we thank my wife back home. Sound check. She gave her. At the end of tomorrow night, about 7:15, we'll start a pregame. Probably log in. Prior to that, about 7:10 or 7:05. Tomorrow night, 7:30, girls basketball, sectional 24, class 3A, right here at Yorktown. The Jay Caring Lady Patriots, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Not sure, but the Patriots are still on the top of the bracket. The Caring was home team. Heights were home team. It might be the home team. They'll be in the bottom bracket. Tomorrow night, we thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. You're burning. We're post-game right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Steven Cherry. I say, what, Coach? You got to win. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I don't feel like it was really our best basketball tonight. It was really ugly in stretches. But, you know, we did enough good things to win. I thought Cameron running on the front of our press early was a difference maker. You know, people might look at this game tonight and say, well, she didn't shoot it very well. She didn't score like she normally does. But that girl impacts the game in so many ways that the casual observer may not really understand just her total impact on both ends that she has for us. So I thought her defensive on the front was good early. I thought Hadley did a great job early attacking the lane against the 2-3 zone. And we talk about that all the time. You know, without a true post, we got to figure out ways to get the basketball in the lane, go inside out. And then we have shooters that can make it. So Katie Brown made some early. Ella Hickok run the point. Steady Eddie. You know, I've got a lot of confidence in all of them, but we'll have to be better tomorrow to beat Jay County.
How about Jay County? You played them earlier this season. I think it was probably game number 5. Then their second game. So they're coming back, and they're playing good ball.
Yeah, they are. Really good. Sweeterman at the point. Freshman's a super, super solid player. Can score in a different, multiple different ways. And then they've got size. They're going to start 4 seniors and a freshman. So they've seen us before. We've played against each other multiple times. It's going to be a battle.
There's going to be a lot of people. This house is not going to be full.
Husky Nation always travels well. I know we're going to have our faithful here just come out and compete and see if we can get this fourth one. Sectional time, these are the hardest games to win. So if we can just score one more point tomorrow than they do, I'll be a happy man.
I tell you what, you got to imagine them. They show up tomorrow. Hamilton Heights shows up tomorrow. Both teams have the same record at 22-2.
Yeah, then that's one thing we stress a lot in the locker room is, you know, it's a new season. So we've won 2 games here in the postseason, or the new season, they've won 2 games. So throw records out. It's going to be a battle. We know it is going to be a battle. We know we're going to have to play really well if we're going to have a chance to win.